Why don't you have non-Christian friends? Now, just because they come to church don't mean they're Christians. It's the people that walk in covenant. People that obey God are those Abraham believed God, and we know that believing God is obeying God. You got a friend that don't want to obey God, ditch him.
Amen.
You're going to find out. I'm going to teach you some other things. Deuteronomy chapter 13, verse 6. Now, we know that God did away with the law, amen. But we know God, the law doth hold God's heart. We're getting on these ungodly relationships because we've seen people slip away. Why? Because we do things, we don't do things the way the Bible tells us to do things. Deuteronomy chapter 13, verse 6. If thy brother, the son of thy mother, or thy son, or thy daughter, or thy wife of thy bosom, or thy friend, if any of those people, see, in our little culture, now that's my son. That's my son. That's my mother. Blood's thicker than water. Who shall separate you from the love of God? Come on. Or thy friend. We're still friends. That's just my friend. They hate God, but that's still my friend. Somebody's like, or your friend. Which is as thine own soul. I mean, that's some, even your covenant partner entice thee secretly when you're friends. Start to lead you in a wrong direction secretly. And they say, let us go and serve. See, serve other gods, and people don't understand serving other gods doesn't mean just worship other stuff.
That's right.
I mean, what you obey and what you get into is what you serve. You got to serve the Lord. Your whole lifestyle's got to honor God and serve God. There are a lot of people that could care less who they serve and what they serve. They say, let us go. Anybody ever met some people like that? Some let us go people?
Amen.
Let's go try this. Let's go try that. Let's get out of this thing for a little bit. We're friends. I mean, I've seen relationships form. One friend full of the Holy Ghost, another one just doubting and walking on the edge. And that one friend walking on the edge has enticed the other one out. If thy friend entice thee secretly. The Bible covers it all. Ain't nothing new under the sun.
Amen.
I mean, we're not slick. God knows. And it's in the Word. Friends enticing people secretly. Saying, let us go and serve other gods, which thou hast not known, nor thy fathers, namely the gods of the people which are around about you. The gods of the community around about you. Everybody else is doing the two-step. Come on. You're not like everybody. Everybody else is wearing this. Everybody else has got a boyfriend on the side. Everybody else is sleeping around. Why can't we live like everybody else? That, come on, this is the year 2000. What's wrong with you? Don't you feel this? They want you to live like everybody else around them. Want you to get in and serve those other gods. Well, believe this. Everybody believes this. You know, just a little new age over here. Some friends will lead you to do that. Come on and try out this new age astrologer. Just call it. Try it out. Friends. If they do this, nigh unto thee or far from thee, from the face of the earth, even unto the end of the earth, thou shalt not consent unto them, nor hearken unto them, neither shall thy eye pity them, neither shalt thou spare, neither shalt thou conceal them. But thou shalt surely kill him. Thy hand shall be first upon him to put him to death. And afterwards the hand of all the people. Thou shalt stone him with stones that he die. Because he hath sought to thrust thee away from the Lord thy God. Jesus the same yesterday, today, and forevermore.
Amen.
Now, we're not going to take people out there and stone them. We don't stone people today. But you got to understand that the law was written by God. And God doesn't take lightly to friends, tempting friends, to go the wrong way. It grieves the Holy Ghost. And usually when you see something in the scripture where it says, thou shalt stone them, Usually when it meant physical death in the Old Testament, it most assuredly means spiritual death or alienation from that kingdom or from that culture or from that society. Because thou hast sought to thrust thee away from the Lord thy God, which brought thee out of the land of Egypt from the house of bondage. People get into the kingdom of God. God blesses them and hooks them up. I mean, God brought you out of this and brought you out of that, cleaned you up, turned you around, hooked your stuff up, prospered you, gave you a hope when you had no hope. And then all of a sudden you get on the top, then you develop some friendships in the sunshine. Then all of a sudden your friends try to lead you to go the other way. Now that we can afford a meal out, let's go do this, let's go do that. Come on! It still happens today.
Amen.
You don't take them out there and you don't stone them, but you better treat them like they're gone. You go until we can get our stuff together.
Yep.
You will not lead me astray. Cut them off. People don't believe that. I mean, if churches would walk in that and saints would walk in that stuff, they would stay saved. They would have the fullness of God. They wouldn't have half the struggles that they have. Their faith wouldn't be given out as soon as it's given out. I mean, they wouldn't be up one day and down the next day if we just learned to walk like Jesus said walk. Guard your relationships. What friend do you keep? Keep the ones that are going to keep you with Jesus.
Amen.
That's one quick thing. If they don't have a heart to lead you to Jesus, go, let them go.
Glory
to God. Let them go. Let them go. Don't hang out with me with that mess. You don't have to sin secretly around me. I don't want to do it. I'm not looking for somebody to get in mess to take me back to hell. I mean, misery loves company. I don't want to go back. And brothers too, sisters too. Does anybody want to get around anybody? I mean, there's some Christian men. Get around each other and talk about anything. Talk about this woman, that woman, and what they could do, and they think that's godly. You better watch yourself. The wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life. You better check yourself and walk and live like you're saved.
Yeah, you got it.
There's some saints and there's some angels. You better know the difference. You can tell a saint because all they want is Jesus. They don't want anything that's going to hold them back. I mean, that's why Lot had to cut his wife. I mean, he didn't play games. If they're looking back, leave them there. That's your story right there. God said, come on out of there. He said, come on out from the place. I'm about to tear that place up. I'm about to burn it down. And you get out of there and don't you dare look back. And his wife looked back and would have slowed everybody up. God turned that person to a pillar of salt.
Yep.
You go back, you're going back by yourself. She's still there. She is. Still there to this day. They have found her. Don't you look back. You don't have time to be dragging you here or there. You got to have a mind. You didn't get saved on my faith. You're not going to stay saved on my faith. You're going to get saved on your own faith and stay saved on your own faith. There are a whole lot of people. You better let people turn around. Paul didn't drag nobody. He said, these don't serve God anymore. We turn them over to Satan for the destruction of their flesh. He didn't preach to them another week. Don't you keep no friends that don't want to walk with God.
Amen.
Their party ain't that big. It's not worth it. Why? It's because God is talking. How can you listen? God, how would God expect you to not to forsake somebody? He said, don't forsake your friend. And your friend wants you to go do something wrong. And then how are you going to be able to be a friend to that person not to forsake them? I mean, they out in the world and they just keep calling you on the phone and telling about all the nasty stuff they're doing and you got to pick up the phone to hear that mess. You can't be a friend to that. If they're a friend to the devil, they can't be your friend. Because we want to reap the benefits of covenant. Because they sought to thrust thee away from the Lord thy God. This thing is serious. This covenant thing is serious.
Amen.
I mean, they sought to thrust you away from the Lord thy God. They sought to destroy your covenant with God. The most important covenant relationship that you have is your relationship with God. God doesn't want to break covenant with you. And he doesn't want you to break covenant. Deuteronomy chapter 7, verse 9. Know therefore that the Lord thy God, he is God, the faithful God, which keep covenant. Which keep covenant and mercy with them that love him and keep his commandments to 1,000 generations. God keeps covenant? To 1,000 generations. With them that love him. See? With them that love him. And keep his commandments. See, God wants to keep his covenant, but you got to love the Lord. And keep his commandments. Don't expect God to keep his covenant with you when you don't keep covenant. You don't honor God. You expect God to bless you coming in and going out and fill your baskets and prosper you, and you don't keep your covenant? Keep your covenant. Do your stuff and God will do his stuff. God doesn't have relationship with covenant breakers. You've got to have faith. Don't blame God him taking forever.
Amen.
He keeps covenant with people that know about covenant and keep covenant.
Amen.
And how can you tell somebody, if somebody can't keep a covenant with a friend, they can't keep a covenant with God, period. If they don't have any friends, they don't know God.
Amen.
I made the statement. You find it and you study it, you find it out. Check them. Check them. It says this, Psalm chapter 89, verse 34. We're learning about God. This is God talking to you about a relationship. God wants to have a relationship with you. He wants to have a covenant with you. It says, my covenant will I not break, nor alter the thing that has gone out of my lips. Once I have sworn by my holiness that I will not lie unto David. God wants to do some things. God wants to do much more than this. He's looking for a friend. He's looking for a covenant partner. He's looking for someone to pull on his anointing. He's looking for someone to pull on his grace. He's looking for someone to show himself strong in. He's looking for someone that he can treat like Abraham, his covenant friend. Abraham believed God and he became his friend, his covenant partner. And those that believe also enter into the covenant of Abraham, our God. It's a covenant by faith.
Amen.
Our faith works by our relationship with God. Psalm chapter 111, verse 5. He hath given meat unto them that fear him. He will ever be mindful of his covenant. He will ever be mindful of his covenant. What is he saying? He will ever be thinking about his friends. He can't get you off of his mind. When you got a covenant with God, he cannot get you off of his mind. He will ever remember his covenant. He won't forget about you. Deuteronomy chapter 29, verse 9. Keep therefore the words of this covenant and do them, that ye may prosper in all that ye do. Keep the covenant and you'll prosper. Keep the covenant and you'll prosper. There are some things there. Listen, whenever God tells you to do something, he's cutting the covenant with you. Whenever God tells you to do something, he's cutting a covenant with you. There was a covenant that God said with me. If you do this, Brother Rod, I'm blessed. Amen. But I could be a whole lot more blessed. How? Obeying God. You do this, and I'll come through for you. You worship me. You follow those directions. You follow that mindset. You follow that heart, that mindset. Whenever God gives you something to do and you do that thing, that's a covenant with God. He said, you do this and I'll do this. Keep your covenants with God and you'll prosper. Do you know that tithing is a covenant with God?
Yes.
Do you know that offerings are a covenant with God? Do you know that worship is a covenant with God? All those things are covenants with God. And if you keep your covenant, keep the covenant, you will prosper. I want you to realize this. Covenant basically means the pass between the pieces. Pass between the flesh. Whenever you cut a covenant, somebody died or something died for your relationship. Don't take these relationships lightly. The relationship that you have with God the Father. God had to split his son,
Amen.
Divide himself and sacrifice him and kill him. And shed his blood that you could have that relationship. Well, think about that with your Christian friends. Is this the friend that Jesus died to give me? Covenant is based in relationship. Genesis chapter 17, 1.
And when Abram was 90 years old and nine, the Lord appeared to Abram and said unto him, I am the Almighty God, walk before me and be thou perfect. And I will make my covenant between me and thee, and will multiply thee exceedingly. And Abram fell on his face, and God talked with him, saying, As for me, behold, my covenant is with thee, and thou shalt be a father of many nations. Neither shall thy name any more be called Abram, but thy name shall be called Abraham. For a father of many nations have I made thee. And I will make thee exceedingly fruitful, and I will make nations of thee, and kings shall come out of thee. And I will establish my covenant between me and thee, and my seed after thee in their generations for an everlasting covenant, to be a God unto thee and to thy seed after thee. And I will give unto thee and to thy seed after thee the land wherein thou art a stranger, all the land of Canaan for an everlasting possession, and I will be their God. And God said unto Abraham, Thou shalt keep my covenant, therefore, thou and thy seed after thee in their generations. This is my covenant, which ye shall keep between me and you and thy seed after thee. Every man child among you shall be circumcised, and ye shall circumcise the flesh of your foreskin, and it shall be a token of the covenant betwixt me and you. And he that is 8 days old shall be circumcised among you, every man child in your generations. He that is born in the house or bought with money of any stranger, which is not of thy seed. He that is born in thy house, and he that is bought with thy money, must needs be circumcised. And my covenant shall be in your flesh for an everlasting covenant. And the uncircumcised man child, whose flesh of his foreskin is not circumcised, that shall be cut off from his people, and hath broken my covenant. And God said unto Abraham, As for Sarah thy wife, thou shalt not call her name Sarai, but Sarah shall her name be. And I will bless her, and give thee a son also of her. Yea, I will bless her, and she shall be a mother of nations. Kings of people shall be of her. Then Abraham fell on his face and laughed, and said in his heart, Shall a child be born unto him that is 100 years old? And shall Sarah that is 90 years old bear? And Abraham said unto God, Oh, that Ishmael might live before thee. And God said, Sarah thy wife shall bear thee a son indeed, and thou shalt call his name Isaac. And I will establish my covenant with him for an everlasting covenant, and with his seed after him. And as for Ishmael, I have heard thee. Behold, I have blessed him, and will make him fruitful, and will multiply him exceedingly. 12 princes shall he beget, and I will make him a great nation. But my covenant which will I establish with Isaac, which Sarah shall bear unto thee at this set time in the next year. And he left off talking with him, and God went up from Abraham. And Abraham took Ishmael his son, and all that were born in his house, and all that were bought with his money, every male among the men of Abraham's house, and circumcised the flesh of their foreskin in the selfsame day, as God had said unto him. And Abraham was 90 years old and 9 when he was circumcised in the flesh of his foreskin. And Ishmael his son was 13 years old when he was circumcised in the flesh of his foreskin. And the selfsame day was Abraham circumcised, and Ishmael his son, and all the men of his house, born in the house, and bought with money of the stranger, were circumcised with him.
Thank you, Jesse. Go to Exodus chapter 2, verse 24. Learning about covenants, covenants that are based, first of all, with our covenant with God. Do any of you know a covenant keeper? Do any of you know any covenant keepers? Do any of you know a covenant keeper?
Yes.
Now, this is what happens. Everything that God did for the children of Israel, He did it because of His covenant with Abraham. Everything happened because of a covenant. Then why didn't He do it for everybody? He was good to these people because of His covenant with Abraham. Jesus Christ came to save and redeem the world, and because of His covenant, everything happened and everything started with covenant. Exodus chapter 2, verse 24. And God heard their groanings and remembered what? God heard their groaning and remembered what? There are a lot of people that are doing a bunch of groaning, but God doesn't have anything to remember. God goes back to what? His promises. And he goes back to his covenant. You can groan all you want to, but God's got to remember your covenant. And God heard their groaning and remembered his covenant with Abraham and with Isaac and with Jacob. God's looking for a covenant someplace.
Amen.
God's looking for a covenant. Yeah. And God looked upon the children of Abel, and God had respect unto them because of what? The covenant. Now Moses kept the flock of Jethro, his father-in-law, in the priest of Midian, and he led the flock to the backside of the desert and came to the mountain of God, even to Horeb. And the angel of the Lord appeared unto him in a flame of fire out of the midst of the bush. And he looked, and behold, the bush burned with fire, and the bush was not consumed. We got Moses.
We got Moses.
Because of
God's covenant.
God remembered a covenant. It wasn't just that the children of Israel were out there and just crying and pleading, and oh, that's just not right. That's just not fair to make them people crush them bricks. God just doesn't like slavery. No, God doesn't like slavery, but he remembered a covenant. Somebody said, we got Moses because of a covenant. If you don't think God's not doing anything for you, look to your covenant.
Amen.
Are you a covenant person? Do you have a relationship with God? Are you honoring that relationship with unfailed faith? Faith is our evidence of our covenant with God. Exodus chapter 6, verse 2. People want to be blessed, but you got to learn to be blessed. I mean, you don't wait for something to fall out of the sky. Learn the word and apply it. It's the word that gives you victory. It's knowledge of the word that will give you victory. So it's Brother Copeland said, just not the truth by itself sets you free, but the truth that you have revelation of and the truth that you know will set you free. If the enemy wants to keep anybody in bondage, he will keep them in ignorance.
Amen.
Exodus chapter 6, verse 2. And God spoke unto Moses and said unto him, I am the Lord God, and I appeared unto Abraham and Isaac and unto Jacob by the name of God Almighty. By my name Jehovah was I not known to them, and I have also established what? My covenant with them, to give them the land of Canaan, the land of their pilgrimage, wherein they were strangers. And I have also heard the groanings of the children of Israel, whom the Egyptians kept in bondage, and I remembered my covenant. There are a lot of people that are groaning today to come out of the bondage of the Egyptians, to come out of the bondage of the worldly system, to come out of bondage altogether, and God is remembering covenant. The covenant keepers get to come out. Exodus chapter 19, verse 5. Now therefore, if you obey my voice indeed and keep my covenant, then ye shall be a peculiar treasure unto me above all people. For all the earth is mine, and ye shall be unto me a kingdom of priests and a holy nation. These are the words which thou speak unto the children of Israel. If we obey his voice and keep his covenant, then we will become his treasure. Responsibility. Responsibility. Two more scriptures. Exodus chapter 24, verse 7. He took the book of the covenant and read it in the audience of the people. And Moses took the blood and sprinkled it on the people and said, behold, the blood of the covenant which hath made with you concerning all these words.
Amen.
Somebody say, a blood.
Covenant.
This is very important right here. 2 Chronicles chapter 15, verse 10. You got to understand that covenant was extremely important with these Jews. The word is extremely important. People wonder why they can't get blessed, can't hear a word. 2 Chronicles chapter 15, verse 10. So they gathered themselves together at Jerusalem in the third month, in the 15th year of the reign of Asa. And they offered unto the Lord the same time of the spoil which they had brought, 700 oxen and 7,000 sheep. And they entered into a covenant to seek the Lord. They entered into a covenant to seek the Lord God of their fathers with all their heart and with all their soul. That whosoever would not seek the Lord God of Israel should be put to death. Whether small or great, whether man or woman, the children of Israel knew about covenant. They needed to get something from God. They needed to cut a covenant with God, and they made everybody cut that covenant. Yep. They cut off everybody that didn't have a mindset to follow God with all of their heart. That was a purging of the people.
Amen.
That was a purging of the people. What would happen? Anybody that would not seek the Lord was put to death. They put it over the whole nation, over all of the people. They said, we're going to cut a covenant with God to seek the Lord our God with all of our heart, with all of our soul, with all of our mind. And anybody that don't seek God will die. That's business. What would happen if the church said the same thing? We're going to follow God with all of our mind, with all of our heart. And anybody that doesn't seek Him, bye. Asa. Whenever you read about Asa, and you said there was revival throughout all the land when Asa was king, why not? You had no choice. Either get it together or die. My God, what about unity? Covenant. What type of covenant do you have? What type of covenant do we have in Nations Church? What type of covenant do we have in the church today, any church today? You live any kind of way, walk any kind of way, don't have to honor any kind of scripture, and this is what we walk with and expect to be blessed in? You're going to be in this thing. You got to be full of the Holy Ghost with a mind to serve Jesus. Amen?
Yes. Hallelujah.
Because the way you live affects my blessing.
Amen.
And the way that I live affects your blessing.
Amen.
We're in this thing together. Covenant.
Covenant.
You got a covenant to honor God, a covenant to succeed.
Amen.
We're separating ourselves from the world so that we can go on.
Yes.
And whoever would not seek the Lord was cut off.
That's right.
Everybody study the reign of Asa and what happened to the nation when they cut that covenant. Did anybody ever hear of this covenant before? Anybody hear of the covenant that they cut? That the whole nation said, anybody doesn't seek God? Bam.
Don't
be a covenant
breaker.
Psalm chapter 78, verse 37. This is how people break covenant. For their heart was not right with him. Check your heart. Look on the inside of yourself. Keep your heart with all diligence.
Amen.
And when you don't keep your heart, it said, for their heart was not right with them, neither were they steadfast in his covenant. We were talking about don't grow weary in doing well, continuing in the things of God, not giving up, not being in one day, out the next day, staying steadfast in the covenant.
You must
remain steadfast in covenant. This thing that God is talking about, supernatural abundance and prosperity, it's real, but it's not going to happen to everybody. It's going to happen to those that got the right heart and those that remain steadfast in covenant.
Amen.
If you got a mindset to turn around for 15 minutes, you disqualify yourself for that abundance that God is talking about. It's for those that are steadfast in covenant.
Amen.
You will never break the covenant. We got a bunch of wishy-washy saints that want all of God's covenant but can't keep one promise.
Can't even tithe.
Can't tithe. Can't tithe. Can't even do. I mean, the easiest of the things.
Amen.
The easiest things of them. But we expect God to fulfill everything. We have to be steadfast in the covenant of God. And don't turn around the call. Isaiah chapter 28. There are certain people that have covenants. Any covenant outside of God is a covenant of death. There is a way which seems right to man, but in the end, it only leads to what? Death. There are so many opportunities and so many things that we can get involved with in this last age, in this last season, that we expect to give us something. And it's a union. And you need to claim this promise in Isaiah chapter 28, verse 18. And your covenant with death shall be disannulled, and your agreement with hell shall not stand. When the overflowing scourge shall pass through, then ye shall be trodden down by it. God does not want you to hold those covenants any longer.
Amen.
Isaiah chapter 59, verse 21. As for me, this is my covenant with them. This is my covenant. This is how God's going to allow you to perform the covenant.
That's right.
Saith the Lord, my spirit that is upon thee, and my words which I have put in thy mouth shall not depart out of thy mouth, nor out of the mouth of thy seed, nor out of the mouth of thy seed's seed, saith the Lord. From henceforth and forever arise and shine, for thy light is come, the glory of the Lord is risen upon thee. And the Holy Ghost has quoted that scripture to us over in the last month about three times.
Yes.
And he's talking about covenant tonight. Arise, shine, for the light has come. Get your confession together and get in the Holy Ghost and stay in the Holy Ghost, that this covenant could start to be manifest in your life. Jeremiah chapter 31, verse 33. But this is the covenant that I will make with the house of Israel after those days, saith the Lord. I will put my law in their inward parts and write them in their hearts, and I will be their God, and they shall be my people. You've got a covenant with the Holy Ghost. And in closing, in Hebrews chapter 8, verse 6, it says, but now hath God obtained a more excellent ministry, by how much more also he is the mediator of a better covenant, which is established upon better promises. Now stand up and rejoice in God.
Amen.
Somebody say,
I've got
a better promise.
I've got
a stronger covenant.
I believe in covenant.
I believe in the miracle working God. He's the God that does great and mighty things. He's already performed it. Not only will I have a covenant keeping God, but I'll have covenant keeping relationships. I'm in relationship with people that are in relationship with God.
I'm a covenant keeper
in the name of Jesus.
Therefore,
I'm blessed.
Therefore,
those that are about me
are blessed.
Covenant brings in the promise.
Covenant
brings in the promise.
God's talking about promise.
Because he wants it to come to us in this season and in this hour. Can you stand to be blessed? Well, stand in the covenant of God.
Amen.
Can you continue in the covenant with God? Can you hold the word of God above your own understanding and stand in it? God will show himself strong on your behalf. Father God, right now, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you for your promises. We thank you for your word. Lord, we thank you for the covenant that you've given us in Scripture, the covenant that will be the head and not the tail, above only and not beneath. Father, we thank you for the covenant that we'll be able to loan to many nations and not borrow, Father God. Lord, we thank you that these are contracts that we are, Lord, contracts that you promised to give to us, Father God, that we want to grab a hold of, Father God. So right now, I pray that you would make sure your covenant and create in us the heart of a covenant keeper, O God, in Jesus' name, Father God. That we would be obedient and strengthened to perform your word, to perform your word and to do your work, oh God, that we would see that covenant manifest speedily. Speedily. In Jesus' name.
We bless your holy name. Bless you, Jesus.
You've been listening to Pastor Rod Counselor. It is our prayer that this message has been a blessing to you. You can receive other inspirational teachings from Pastor Rod by contacting Rod Counselor Ministries at 1-800-298-4333. You can also join us at Nations Church in The Woodlands, Texas.